Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm
going to
kill him with the first verse.
The
and
champ
I'm
going to
bury
here.
Him with the second.
Ha. The champ is here.
Watch.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play and see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to respect. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me Sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaw drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaw drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I-76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just fix in my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in this backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaw drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
I do. What's up, y'all? Man, this is the realest show ever, man. You know how we do. Right here, live on the grind, man. We're going to have that unscripted conversation. We're going to, of course, say some things, as always, that don't rub everybody the right way. But you know the old saying, guys, I'd rather hurt your feelings than harm your future. And that's exactly what we're on this show to do this morning. We're on this show to actually enhance your future. But we're on this show also to let you guys a little bit into our lives, things that we go through every day. And fortunately, or hopefully, we've been building some gaps, bridging some gaps here for you guys. No matter what it is, it may just help one person today. It may help two. Whatever the number is, guys, you know, we're going to bridge some gaps right here, live on the grind, man. You know, you ever thought about the things that you used to do and the things that you used to talk about and the things that you talked about doing, you know, a long time ago? And yeah, have you ever sat down and just kind of like, revisited all of your goals? You revisited, you know, how you started in life and how you actually got where you are right now. You sat down and you just reflected on that. So the reflection of who you are now, does it line up with who you planned to be when you really started out trying to be the person that you hoped to be? How's that working out for you? How's everything shaking out? Because we know we live day to day, right? We live day to day. What's up, everybody on Instagram? Great to have y'all. We live day to day, minute to minute, second to second. Real talk. But as we do that every day, are we really taking inventory and seeing if we're getting traction and reflecting on the person that we said we were going to be as opposed to the person that we are now? And this is kind of like a big horse pill, you know. This is a big horse pill. This is a big pill to swallow, right? But it's the elephant in the room, and it's the room that only you in. You know what people are. You don't know what people come in. You know, it doesn't matter. This is the elephant in your room. We want to address that today. Pam, say hello, everybody.
What's going on? Great morning, everybody. Jumping on the grind. this morning. Hello to all of our call-in listeners. We truly appreciate you for dialing in to that number, that 646-668-2564, and definitely helping us to take our show all across the entire world. To everybody jumping on Facebook, on Instagram, great morning. Welcome
Block
to the
Talk. Yeah.
I said Block Talk.
Talk.
Yeah, address them first, right? We appreciate that, those that call in. And just happy Tuesday. It's another Tuesday to be great. And waking up a little on the chilly side on the West Coast. Not even used to this. But it is another day for each and every one of us to go out to be great. So,
I need to fix the suspectness.
I just slapped it on my head. I saw you had a hat on. I said, let me go ahead and just take it.
You're all right. So, man, we're going to get into something, man. Tell somebody that the grind is on, the realest show ever. Realest show ever. We're definitely going to say some stuff that somebody is not going to like. But we're going to say some stuff today, too, that somebody's going to absolutely love as well. All right? So we'll be right back. And right after this song, man, I don't even care if Facebook blocks us. I don't care. Go do what y'all do. Y'all got to the point now where y'all go through everything and every little song throughout the whole thing. It used to be just the beginning.
But you know what? And even right now, Instagram is getting like that too because I'm seeing Instagram go back and flag videos from like 2 years ago.
Yeah, somebody needs to come up with something that can rival Instagram and Facebook.
I mean, all we do is promote people's songs.
Yeah, you know,
they
we got music
right
out there
people
on
download
the
and buy,
yeah.
Right?
You don't have the right to play music if you just purchase it on your phone. I purchased it. It's mine. You should be glad I'm playing your little funky song. That's what you should be glad of. At least somebody playing it. But this dude right here, you know, he's no stranger to success.
It's gonna
love this man. Love this man. No, this gonna get us shut down, but I don't care. I love this salute.
She caught me by surprise, I must say, 'cause I never had seen such a pretty face with such a warm and beautiful smile. It wasn't hard for me to notice her style. I was fascinated, surely. She took my heart and held it for me. I wouldn't let her get away, not until she heard me say, take you out tonight. I'll have you home. So let me know. Can I take you out tonight? Don't care if I get rejected. At least then I won't regret it. Regret the fact I missed the chance for romance. At least I'll walk away knowing I've tried my best and I'm going on with my day, 'cause at least she heard me say,
excuse me, miss,
come on,
what's your name, where are you from,
hey,
where
you
come, and possibly,
can I take you out tonight? Find love, and hopefully I'll
you were going to do and actually being a part of your own life, being present in your own life, being a part of your own rescue. And God knows, man, there are a lot of people out there that need to be rescued, but they're waiting on somebody else to throw them a lifeline.
And it'll never happen.
It'll never
One thing that happen. We all have to realize is the only way to be rescued in life is that we have to participate in our own rescue. And so when we start to, like you said, we're going to reflect a little bit, but when you think about rescuing yourself and the fact of the matter that many times we look back on the things that we went through in life and we don't really understand them at that time,
mm-hmm.
but we end up getting through them, and we may not even realize it, but we end up getting through them because we had to do some type of participation in that situation in order to get ourselves out of it.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a matter of us realizing it when we're going through it so that we can be proactive
before it gets too late.
Yeah, before it gets too late, you know?
Is it really, I mean, sometimes people say it's never, it's never too late. And then I agree, it's never too late to do something.
Right.
It's never too late. But here's the thing. Overall, you know, when we really look back on our lives,
mm-hmm.
and we...
Go ahead. Y'all know I'm trying to
do
something.
You gotta be vigilant. You gotta be watching.
When we really look back on our lives, man, let me just get before I get to that point, because Pam brought up something really, really important. So what I'm thinking about, because it's something that that I always talk about with Pam, and I just felt compelled to push through it a little bit. We're going to talk about reflection, man, but paying attention to detail.
Right?
Pay attention to detail. Sometimes it can be detrimental to your life, your very life, if you don't pay attention to detail. Ladies, there's a lot of, this is the grind, let's keep it real, there's a lot of sex trafficking going on out there, okay, a lot of it. And if you're not vigilant, if you don't pay attention to detail, you may be in that number. Keep praying that that don't happen. But here's the thing. You can't walk around like Mr. Magoo thinking that nothing's going to happen to you. And it's never going to be me. It's never, I'm good. You never even really think about it. But you do things like you pull up beside, you know, cargo vans and vans that look like they can snatch you. And you pull, ladies, this is a van, park somewhere else. Like I said, park somewhere else, do something different. Be vigilant. Pay attention to detail. You see somebody strange and you pull it up in your car and you put your car in park, guess what happens? Your door is unlocked. Right? It unlocks. There's a setting you can set in the vehicle that says, my doors don't unlock until I unlock them, right? So lock your doors, make sure your doors stay locked. And before you get out of the vehicle, because we're coming up on a holiday season right now.
Right.
All right? Thanksgiving, Christmas. Yeah, people are looking to rob people.
I mean, let me tell you, people are crazy for real. And we've experienced it for real out here since we've been out here in Vegas. I don't know whether it's because so many people travel in and out. People, you got all these casinos and things like that. But I didn't even tell anybody. But when we first moved here, only our close people know. But we literally went to play golf, right? And tell me, you only have to get me one time before I start to pay attention. But you know, we got to get ourselves to the point to where it doesn't get us to that point. But we went to play golf, the three of us, me, Nate, my brother, and they got out to go and reserve the golf cart and everything. And so I sat in the car, and Zari was with us too. So I sat in the car with the door open because it's like 100 degrees. So they turned the call, and I had the door open, and I literally was taking some stuff out of my purse, my Louis Vuitton purse. I had to pack. When I travel, a lot of times I travel with all my jewelry in my purse, right? Because I don't pack it. And so to get out, I push my Louis Vuitton underneath the seat. So this lets you know that they was watching me the whole time. By the time we came out, man, they had gotten for real. They had bust, they broke the glass to my brother's car and took my whole purse, took everything. They got, and when I say everything, they probably got about $15,000 worth of jewelry. They got the Louis Vuitton purse. I had some nice flip flops in there. I had everything in there. Everything, all my kids' social security, everybody's social security card, everything, license, credit card. They got it all. Okay. And so, you know, and again, I didn't sweat it. Okay, really and truly. And when I first saw it happen, I'm like, this can't be real. All right, this is not happening, right? Seriously. But you know what? At the end of the day, I realized that, you know, whatever to come out of it, that I had to learn from that situation so that I'm paying attention for real to detail, realizing that, you know, that could have been a worse situation. Like, seriously, it could have been somebody, you know, knocking me out to take my purse or what have you. But, you know, I reported it. I drove
home.
It
don't matter.
And was like, obviously, you know, hey, and it didn't matter whether I reported it because they could see a less. The police was like, okay, just go online and file a report. So it's like, whatever, they could see a less because it's obviously common ground out here. But I just said, you know, obviously there's something better out there.
When you think about it, you know, yeah, it hurts because somebody took stuff from you.
Right.
But it's stuff that can be replaced.
Right.
You can't be replaced, lady, okay, children. You know, you can't be replaced. It's matching children do, okay?
Right.
So y'all got to be vigilant. That's all I want to say to y'all. I want to continue to hear you guys. They got so many different little schemes that they use out there in day and age. Somebody hits you from behind, you know, or even, you know, back up and hit you. You're like, why is this person backing up? And they hit you. And the first thing you do, you know, they get out and they say, it's not bad. Come look at this. You know, it's no damage. And you get out, and next thing you know, you get snatched and put in a van. And they got somebody behind you waiting. So it's a lot of different things that people
do. And I pay attention to detail now because Nate is on it all the time. I am. I pay attention to the detail because I'm that person that will pull somewhere and just sit and be on my phone, not knowing what's around me. It could be night. I pull over, da-da-da-da. And you just never know. So you're right. You just got to pay attention and know what's going on at all times.
Yeah.
Especially
with
the holiday season
coming
up.
Yeah, keep your business going. Keep knowing what's going on around you at all times. Don't get so locked in what you're doing. So you don't know
what's going on around
you. That's true. People say that's humility. But yeah, we were taught to know what was going on around us.
Right.
And this day and age is even more relevant that you know what's going on. Ladies, you know, I'm not really saying it for the guys because, you know, we've got more of a chance to fight off an attack, you know, than you guys do. I'm not saying that men don't ever get sex trafficked. I'm pretty sure there's some cases of that too. But at the end of the day, you know, the men, we're stronger than women. I don't care how many weights you guys lift. I don't care how strong you think you are. Okay? When a man jumps out somewhere and he says he wants to get in, there's not going to be a whole bunch you can do about it unless you got some training. Right? Unless you got some mace with you or you carry a gun or you know how to, you know, do the little holes and stuff like that. So, and that would be good stuff in class as well to say. But anyway, man, let's move on because I know we're talking about reflecting and we're talking about the things that you said you were going to do and are you doing those things. And there's a moment, it's funny because when we were doing a couple minutes, shout out to my brother-in-law on his Big Up 15 out or so, a couple minutes, doing that show, big up, and I'm doing some big things out there. We did that show on weekend and it's now on YouTube. But when we were doing the show, we were talking about, you know, we talked about people that are in your corner and people that aren't in your corner, right? And we said, how do you handle that? And, you know, he said, because, you know, he tried to keep his circle small. You're always going to keep his circle small. But here's the thing for me, and I know we took it a little bit, but for me, I just don't stop long enough. I don't stop long enough to notice, right? And all of this is a part of why you are where you are.
Right.
Okay? So it's a part of reflection. The train gets going. I just don't stop long enough to notice what somebody's saying about me because it doesn't matter because I have a vision and I'm focused. And the people that are going to be concerned with that can be concerned with it. I really don't care.
Right.
Because I have a goal that I'm trying to achieve. And when the train starts to move, then the people that get on the train, they're not always for you. We know that. They
right.
get on the train, but the faster and faster the train starts to move, they have to make a decision. See, I'm going to get off at the next stop, or I'm going to jump when the train is moving fast.
Right.
So the faster you move, that's why we always talk about speed.
Uh-huh.
The faster you move, the less apt you are to pick up people that hate on you. So, and I don't talk about hate that much, but it's all a part of what you're doing. I'm at the port right now, so I can stop and focus on it for a second. But now I'm moving again. And now we're talking about reflecting, right? Reflecting on where you were when you said you were going to do what you said you were going to do. And that's the epitome of commitment. And the commitment that people have to themselves is this much these days, but they'll commit to other people this much, right? Everything that you want.
And why do you think that is?
Because people are more in tune with looking good on the outside and shining with somebody else as opposed to doing the work on the inside and actually getting where they need to go, achieving their goals. That's the thing. This is, we always talk about this. It's like a recurring thing. God created us, each one of us. And each of us have a purpose.
Absolutely.
We all have a purpose, then why do we continually attach ourselves to someone else's wagon for prolonged periods of time and never accomplish our goals, never even sit down and talk to God about our goals to find out what to do?
Well, I think I can kind of answer that, because many times, believe it or not, a lot of people don't know their purpose. They don't know their full purpose. They don't even understand. Sometimes people don't even understand that they have a purpose beyond, you know, getting up and doing the same old every single day. I know, because I can relate to that, right? And Sherry said, too, a lack of self-love can also play a part. But a lot of times when you are going through different things in life, you can't even see clearly to understand that you have a purpose. Mm-hmm. And so as a result of this, you get up and you find yourself kind of in a rut, just doing the same thing every day and not really taking the time to turn off the noise, because you got to be able to turn off the noise in life to be able to really sit down and to listen to what God is telling me to do. And I can tell you that's what I had to do. That's what I continue to do, you know, because none of us are perfect. And this is the time of the year in which is a great time to really reflect. And if we take the time all throughout the year to kind of take some time to really listen and reflect and not just wait for this time of the year, then everybody will be so much further ahead. Because let's say if you're taking the time every month, you have these goals. We all have these goals. We have these big dreams that we want to accomplish in life, but we have these smaller goals that are going to lead to the big dreams. And so every month, if we get up and we have these goals and we take the time to slow down and to reflect, what did I do this month that actually moved me forward? And to listen, you know, am I in purpose? Are my purpose moving in purpose, moving in the direction that I need to be going? So it's got to take that time, that daily time, that daily reflection, but definitely every month to really know that we're on point and on track to getting to the place that we desire to go and what God has for us, our purpose, which is our purpose. Because as long as we wake up every day and we're breathing, yes, there's a reason why we're still here, and we need to figure it out.
Absolutely. No, and you're right, finding your purpose. And this recurring theme on the show, we talk about it because it overshadows everything that we do. You know, finding your purpose, knowing your purpose. Because
right.
You don't want to be that person that's, you know, 70, 80, 90 years old, and you're reflecting back, thinking about all of the things that you didn't do. And the list of things that you didn't do are way longer than the list of things that you do.
Right.
So your work ethic has to be, your grind has to be.
Absolutely, that's the truth. The grind
got to
be coming with the
business,
right? We talk
about that all the time. We talk about that all the time, and, but it's hard though. I'm gonna give you a slight out, but it's not an out. It's just a brush with reality. Sometimes it's hard to make that shift because you've allowed so many different things to pull your attention away from what you truly should be doing, and that's moving you forward. But we always talk about one turn in the profession that we're in, guys. And we always talk about encompassing that too. You know, let's just keep it 100. A lot of people say, you know, I love helping people. I love doing that. I love it. It just gets to be a thing where the more people you help, the more people come out of it.
Right.
Right. So you're helping people, and especially when you're helping people for free. Right. So if people know you're going to help them, it's not gonna cost them anything, then they're gonna come out of the woodwork. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but you know, figure out at some point in time how do well we say rip them. What's in it for me? Because in the beginning it feels good. It's a high because it's helping other people accomplish their goals. But then you look at them prospering and conquering things and achieving their goals, and then you look at your goals and still sitting here on the shelf that have never even been touched. And then you start to think, is it too late for me? You know, can I do something and start doing my goals? And what we're trying to tell you now, guys, is that there's a way that you can do that in tandem, right? You can help people and achieve your goals at the same time. And you can make, and this, you know, life isn't all about money, but let's just keep it 100. Money is right up there with air, okay? You're going to have some money. I'm not saying you got to have millions of dollars, but I am saying you need to have a comfortable life to where you can breathe. You're not stressed.
Right.
You don't get up every Monday morning and have a pre-heart attack because you got to go to a job that you haven't tried to work yourself out of, right? So it's a process that you have to go through, but you have to start that process. Nobody's going to tell you to start it. We're on the show telling you right now.
It's always the hardest.
It's the hardest. The start is the hardest, but let's just get this thing right down to the foundation. You have to start it, and we did the whole Master Your Mindset series. We talked about the start, you know, the journey and the destination. You know, you have to start it. It's the hardest part because you're doing so many things on the outside, trying to help everybody else, or trying to keep up those appearances,
right,
or trying to appear as if, you know, you're a helpful person. But your goals are on the shelf, and you don't start it. Now you're like, is it too late for me to actually do, start doing something for myself? It's never too late to start doing something for yourself. But I will tell you, the longer you wait to start, the harder it is. And that's real. I had the whole thing. When I hit 50, I'll be 51 next month. When I hit 50, I'm telling you, I was a completely different person. I lost half my life. It was a drastic.
It's something about 50 that to where you're like, okay, you really, when we talk about the blessing, seriously, you start to really look at your life and you start to really, for real, I know coming up on 50, I began to look at certain things and I began to do a self-assessment to make sure that I was lining up with the things that God was telling me to do. And many times we got to realize that everybody's not going to understand what God is telling you to do, okay? That's the reason why you got that direct connection with the Heavenly Father so that you can get the guidance that you need. And you got to understand that sometimes that people are not going to understand, people are not going to agree. But at the end of the day, when you move in your purpose and you line up with what He is telling you to do, and don't worry about the naysayers, don't worry about the ones that don't agree, don't worry about the no's, you just move and operate in what He's telling you to do. Know that eventually the best is going to come to you and that the doors are going to open and that He's going to give you your heart's desire when you begin to listen to what He is telling you to do. And so we got to understand that this time of the year when you begin to reflect, you got to take the time, not beat yourself up, but know that you have the power to change that situation. There's no other way than for you to get up, and the time is now. Just like Nate saying, it's not too late. Every day is a new day, but you have to make that decision to go against the grain. You got to make that decision to get out of the comfort zone because nothing great was created inside the comfort zone. You got to make that decision and know that, listen, there's going to be some type of persecution. There's going to be whatever. There's going to be the sacrifice. There's going to be the pain because you can't get to the next level without some type of stretching. You can't get yourself out of that situation without you giving up something. You got to let go of something in order to gain something. And so many times we don't want to do that. And we find ourselves staying in the same position, right, just reflecting instead of changing that situation by now taking some action in order to create the success and the life that we're supposed to live by moving and operating in our purpose.
And it requires something else.
It does.
And I think that's the thing.
Absolutely. Right.
People are so used to, you know, you do a little bit. It's easy to do a little bit on the outside.
Right.
And it appears if you're doing something, but it's harder, or it requires more of you. I won't say it's harder. It requires more of you to actually do something on the inside because now no one's watching.
Right.
Now no one's giving you kudos. No one's giving you accolades. And diamonds are formed and created in the dark under extreme pressure. And it's not the pressure that other people put on you. It's the pressure that you put on yourself.
Right.
So when we really look at this, I don't like to talk about, we don't create our platform on people that hate on us. That's just not what we do. And as I said, when we get on the train, we try to get the train moving as fast as we can,
right,
so that everybody can make a decision to jump off. But, you know, if they want to jump off and be honest, they want to be on, because that's not everybody's fault. And it's okay. Not everybody's going to be. Okay? This is all a part of you reflecting and writing the shift and trying to figure out, okay, where am I? What do I need to shift and what do I need to do? You've heard the term, people say, you know what, well, this isn't the right season. You're gonna be with people one day and next day you're not. And the season for that, it happens, and it's nothing terrible. It's just that everybody doesn't line up with your vision right at that moment. And the quicker you realize that and just kind of fade away, and it's not a ripping away. It's you just start doing what you need to do.
Right.
And the people that need to be attracted to you at that stage will
be there.
It's like this show. You can take this show, for instance. And I'm gonna do this term, and it's not a term that we focus on, right, at all. And I don't think that's what's happening with this show. This show is going through its natural progression of growth. And Pam and I, we're learning a ton.
Right.
We're having fun doing it.
Right.
But we're learning. We're learning how to have fun.
Learning
how to
fail.
What happens if you don't get up on time?
This makes you get back up.
Right. So, but we're looking at the show. The natural attrition of the show is, we got to go through the foundation stuff. We have to go through the footwork. We have to go through, you know, maybe people don't jump on.
Right.
Maybe people don't dial into the show. Maybe one day we had 10 people, 15, 20. Maybe the next day we had 2. We have to go through those ups and downs. And there's a term that somebody put out. And this is the term that we don't focus on. And I want you guys to stop focusing on this. Okay? Because when you focus on the actions of other people, it's hard to focus on your own actions. Okay, so when you look at the term, I've heard this term, I've seen people put clever means to it and everything. You guys got to stop focusing on this stuff, okay? This whole term that says first they watch, then they hate, then they join. First they watch, then they hate, then they join. If you build your platform on being concerned with who's watching you, who's hating you, then when they finally join, you're going to feel some kind of way about it.
So is that kind of like the same phrase that said first they'll ask you why you're doing this?
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the same thing. But it's kind of a natural progression of a lot of people. And the only people
that has
a negative connotation. And we're all about the law of attraction, right? So you attract what you put out. So we're not going to put that crap out because we don't want to focus on it, right?
Right.
So when you have people that are focusing on stuff like that, and their whole platform is hate, if you're focusing on other people and what they're doing, that means you're either not confident in what you're doing, or you want to build a platform that gets the most attention, because, guys, I'm going to tell you, the attention from drama is far more, is bigger than the attention from doing right, right? When you start doing the right thing, then it gets to the point of, do you want quantity or do you want quality?
Right.
In order to get quality, you have to build a foundation.
Right.
Because quality stands. Quality can be 10, 15, 20 of anything, people, whatever it is. And it could be, you know, then you could get a quantity of 100. It's like any mega church, any office building, any business, any Fortune 500 company. When you look at who's actually doing the work and keeping the thing afloat, is always a core group of people. Mm-hmm. So do you want a whole bunch of nothing or a little bit of something?
Right.
I want a little bit of something because I can build on that. The law of attraction says I'm going to keep attracting great people to us because I'm going to ignore all the negative.
And that's true, because what you focus on, what you give attention to, you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you give your attention to negativity, if you give your attention to all of the nonsense, what's going to happen is you just start to attract more of that in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are now focused on the positivity and you're giving out positivity, and
what's up, Big Chris?
You're literally, you know, saying things differently, going through that, for real, you start to attract differently. Mm-hmm. And it's a process that we all have to go through, because everything big in life was once small. So when you get up and you are understanding that, and you're taking a small step daily, and you're positive, and you keep it positive, you don't worry about the noise. For real, you got to learn how to turn off the noise. Turn it off on the left, turn off on the right. Because when you get up every day, there's always going to be something, right? There's always a challenge of the day. But when you wake up and you set the tone in the very beginning, as soon as you open your eyes and you get and you are able to speak, able to think, able to do all of that, you have got to set the tone of your day, all right? And when you set the tone of the day and you begin to tell yourself and to speak to the atmosphere that today is a great day, today I'm going to attract positive energy, positive people into my life. I'm going to be that life changer that I'm called to be. And you put this out there, guess what? Today is going to be a great day. But if you wake up and you allow negative energy, you allow negative people, first thing you do is you're on social media and look at scrolling, look at all this negative nonsense. Like, seriously, I'm not, that's why I'm scrolling. You're scrolling, you see all kinds of garbage, for real. So I post, get off, check, DM, right? And that's it. But you cannot do that in the beginning of your day. You got to set the tone for how you want your day to be.
Hurt people.
Right.
Heal people, heal people.
That's true. You're right.
That's a powerful statement.
That's very powerful.
You know, what you put out, you're going to get back. And, you know, when you perpetuate, you know, hurt and negativity, and, you know, that's what you're going to deal with, the law of attraction. But you guys got to understand that hard and understand where we're going with this.
Right.
You know, it's not about other people, right?
No. Not you.
Because you want to be able to help people. But the best way, and you guys, I want you to get this, okay? The best way you can help a person is by being a great example. Right? Because that helps to build the foundation. Now, we know that, you know, if you're talking to a person that hasn't had any water and food, you can see they can see your life all day long. It doesn't matter, right? But you can be the best person in the world. You got to give them some food and water first to meet those basic needs so that they can do it,
right?
So we know that that goes without saying, hopefully. But my point is, when you're trying to elevate, you're trying to elevate and get as high as you can get. Because the higher you get, guess what? The more people see.
Right.
And it's not an ego thing. You do it in all humility, but it's who God calls you to be. Never dim your light for somebody else because your light is blinding you. Put on some sunglasses because I'm called to a higher calling, right? And the calling that I'm called to says, I need to elevate and rise up in all morality. I need to have integrity. I need to have character. I need to have all of those personality traits intact. So that when I'm rising for the right person. I'm rising for the right purpose, right? I'm not rising for the haters and all of the negativity, and you're just perpetuating that because you guys know that there are some people that are going to rise, and they're not standing for the right thing. And all of the people that don't have enough discernment to understand what's going on, they're going to jump on that bandwagon. And it goes back to what we were talking about on the show on the other day. You know, when you start doing the right thing and start moving in the right direction, you start attracting the right people. And I was talking about this show, and it doesn't matter how many people jump on right now. We got some people that jump on this show every Tuesday and Thursday with us. They're like mega loyal,
right?
And they get on, they chime in.
Right.
But that's all you need because, you know, it takes one or two people to really get the word out and to start talking about and spreading the same message that we're spreading. It's not our, we live it every day. So we can't talk about it unless we live it. And as we live it, we come on the show and we share it with you guys. And that's it. You know, if this show never goes any further than it is now, then guess what? We've accomplished the purpose and we know that, okay, now that was the end of that. Okay, what's next, God? What's next? We shift and move to the next thing. And we're always listening for what's next. But you can't listen to God when you're listening to everybody else tell you on the outside pull that negativity and hate. You can't. It's just hard to block out that noise.
It's very hard.
You're putting yourself in that arena.
Yeah,
you got this little thing on you got this tear on your shoulder saying, don't do that. Don't do that. And you keep flicking it off because when they're telling you don't do something, it's not the popular thing. Everybody's going or everybody's doing it. If I don't do it, they're gonna think something's wrong with me. Who cares?
Right.
Come on. I could go all day with that one, because people follow the road that people travel the most, because they don't want to take the hit and start their own path. And that's exactly what you need to do, guys. Go and pull out your machete, cut a different path. You know, it's gonna actually be more work for you. But guess what? The satisfaction that you're gonna get is you're gonna look back and there's gonna be some people that are following you down that path that need to be following you right now, because they're not strong enough to cut their own path.
That's right.
And that's what you want to do, right? Cut your own path. And it's not. We always say that. I'm not gonna do that turn because I'm not ready for that turn yet. You know, because I don't want you guys to think crazy. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody in this life is called to be a leader in some way, shape, or fact.
Right.
Somebody's following you. I don't care if it's a kid. I don't care if it's a person at work. I don't care if it's a person at your church. Whatever it is, they're following you and looking at what you do. Right. They may not tell you until you get to a certain point, and then they say, you know what, I used to watch you all the time. You know, I jump on this all the time, but they don't say anything. They want to watch you. They want to see what you're about, because we live in a transparent society where your life has to be congruent with your life. Your personal life has to be congruent with your business life.
Right.
Because we live in a social media society, right? And I talk about that. Go ahead, I need to grab my arm.
We do. Yeah, I mean, we live in a social media society, and so therefore everybody is sitting, you know, on social media, and a lot of times, you know, the life on social media does not line up with the life outside of social media. And, you know, at the end of the day, Nate always says transparency equals currency, and not necessarily financially, but just being transparent with who you are and realizing that you are enough and that you have the power to just go out and be you. Many times people don't understand the greatness that we have within and what we have on the inside of us, and we want to try to be like everybody else. But no, we are unique. We are individuals. So therefore, when we understand the power that we have as an individual to get up every day and to build ourselves up and to understand what we have on the inside of us, and then we'll be able to move forward and to realize that, you know what, you don't have to be like anybody else. We were called to be like ourselves and to move in the purpose that we have, that God has given us, so that now we can go out and we can be great. You can't be great trying to be a copycat. All right? Realize that an original always has more power than a copycat. And, you know, we say, you know, obviously in our business, you know, go out and you copy the right cat. That's because of success. You don't have to recreate the wheel, right? You don't have to recreate the wheel because it's been done already. So now you get in and you copy the right cat to create success. But it does not mean that you lose your identity in the midst of it. You got to realize that you have a uniqueness, you have your own identity. And so now you got to stay focused on the fact that, you know, you got to work on you every day.
Be you, and because everybody else is taken, right?
Yes.
So here's the thing too. You know, the passion and the premise or the vision for the show was to help bridge gaps. That's why we call this show The Really Show Ever, right? The Really Show Ever is unscripted. Pam and I don't even have a pen or paper in front of us. We can only tell you things that are on the inside of us that we've actually lived. So when we talk about living certain things, guys, I knew that there was a portion of my story that I needed to get out, right? And if I was going to talk about starting, I couldn't be a hypocrite.
Right.
I have to start doing something that starts to build a foundation for me to actually get my story out, and everybody has a story. And I want to read something to you guys, and it's actually from it's an excerpt from my book. And it's not, guys, this isn't a thick book. It's probably about 30 to my 40 pages. And I wrote and published and everything. Everything for this book myself, I just had somebody do it. So this book is called The Escape Plan. Now, I'm not out here pushing this book, but here's the thing, all right? This book is showing how I survived corporate America, right? And, you know, my niche is the people that are trapped in the matrix, trying to figure out how to engage this thing between the careers that fits in space to maximize that and actually get out of the situation that you're in.
is this a, I'm gonna quit my job book? No, I didn't quit my job. I was let go from my job. Right? So I was let go, but it's the best thing that could have ever happened to me. And I want to read something to you guys, the foreword, if you would, of the book. And I'm going to read it. All right, and here it is, the foreword. I'm going to read it each few pages. And I want you guys to get this. All right? And basically, and the question I asked myself before I sat down and started writing the book was, what really qualifies me to write this book and sow into the lives of people around the world? First off, you should know that we all have a story on the inside just waiting to be told. My guess is that you're waiting for the perfect moment to present itself to tell your story. There's so much, there is no such moment. So you should tell your story because it's one of the only things you own outright. As for me, my story is one of constant deliberation. I have procrastinated about so many things in my life. Does that sound familiar? Things didn't start changing for me when we started earning millions of dollars. Things started changing when I made a decision to take control over my own faith and create the mindset necessary to create money. We have to do the things that we need to do before we can have the things that we want to have. And the proper mindset precedes everything. Half a century on this earth has led me to and through many different experiences. I won't talk about all of them in this book. The one that I do want to talk about is the one that I feel prepared me for the major shift in my life. I think it is important to know that my attitude while writing this book is one of gratitude and humility. I am excited about the opportunity to share something with the world that I went through alone. Everything that you read in this book will either be a discovery or result of something that I actually did or failed to do. I'm humble enough to say that because one of the most important lessons ever learned in my life is that we learn from rewards of success and the revelations of failure. I hope the revelations that I share in this book serve you as they have served me, and it should happen. So guys, that's the forward of the book, and then I go into talking about different discoveries and things that I learned in corporate America and things that I really apply in corporate America to actually help me shift my mindset and prepare myself to function outside of that box, right? So, and that's the epitome of what we talk about on the show, everything happening between these 2 years. If it doesn't happen here, then guys, what happens is you keep going through life trying to do something that you haven't made a conscious decision yet to do. It's all about the shift, right? It's all about the shift.
Well, that's good, and you're right. We talk about mindset all the time, and you can't create success in your life without first getting it up here. And once you get it up here, then everything becomes easier. But getting it up here is not an easy process. It's a daily process. You got to work on you. You got to make a decision to literally put the things into your space, create the environment that's going to help you to grow, a growth environment. Because many times when there's a toxic environment or an environment that is stunting your growth, basically, then what's going to happen is you can't really focus and get it up here. Mm-hmm. But this is the reason why this is the devil's playground. Your mind is the devil's playground. So you got to get yourself to the point to where you're working on it daily to where any type of negativity, whether it's a thought, whether it's a situation, whether it's a person, whatever it is, you get good at stopping that thing right there and nipping it in the bud. That's what I had to get. I get myself to the point too, and say, you know what, I'm just not going to allow it in. Okay, anything that's not coming into my mental space, that's a good thing. Then guess what, I'm going to immediately cut that thing off and not allow that thing to grow. Because when you allow it to grow, that's what takes control. But we have to understand that we have control. Mm-hmm. But you got to work on yourself daily. The renewing of your mind is going to come from the Word. You got to put yourself in the Word of God and begin to renew your mind every single day, and not just grow spiritually, but also grow personally, so that you understand the power that you got on the inside of you, so that you can now be bold in your delivery, be bold in your walk, be bold in what you got, be bold in your opportunity, be bold in everything that He is giving you, so that now you don't allow fear to stop you. You don't allow the things that come into your mind to control you, but instead you take control, because we got the power to have the control.
Yes.
What it all boils down to. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get it up here. And so that's good. But reflection, you reflect back so that you can look at the things that you've done, look at the things that you didn't do, look at the things that you should have done in order to now move yourself forward. And when you do that, you got it up here because you're working on it every day, every day. I heard a great man say every day, and I promise you, ever since I heard him say every day, that's how success is created. It's not a happenstance. It's not a put your pinky toe in sometimes. It's putting your whole body in all the time, every day, doing little small steps, absolutely taking small steps every day in order to create success. And that's the problem with the world, is that it's a sometimes thing. And we don't focus on what we can become, our goals every single day, work on us every single day in order to become the greatness that we were created.
And we wake up and not really wanting to, because what you said is powerful, right? Success isn't created overnight. It's a lot of small things. It's a lot of small things done repeatedly, done well repeatedly over and over again, guys, that create the success. So, you know, it's about you making that decision. And, you know, Pam knows that my favorite movie is Amazing. All-time favorite movie is Amazing. Now, I'm a movie person, right? So I love movies because movies settle me. It's hard for me to sit still in one place at one time if I don't want to say entertained, if my mind is not being stimulated, it's hard for me to sit still. Okay. And once I find a good movie, I can sit still and watch it because now it's stimulating my mind.
Right.
It doesn't have to be super psychological or super intellectual. It just needs to stimulate my brain to a point where it makes me think about what I'm doing. And when in the book, guys, I put a disclaimer in the book, right? So in the book, I talk about the blue pill and the red pill, of course, right? I talk about that. And here's the disclaimer I put in, because the next 5 pages after that is in red. So here's what I say, and this is the decision that you have to make in your life, okay? This is the decision. And this book is really just to help you flip that switch. I say the first 5 pages of this book are red. It contains the truth about your existence up until this point. Before you go any further, you will need to choose between truth and deception. Truth and deception. Choose the red pill and turn the page to a new revelation of your future, or choose the blue pill and continue with life as you know it. The choice is yours. So, and that's the revelation. That's the choice that you have to make for your life. You have to say, you know what, I'm tired of living this life that's mediocre. I'm tired of living an average life, not accomplishing the things that I said I was going to accomplish when I got out of high school. You know, I said in high school, I said I was going to be a doctor, a lawyer. I said I was going to be a mega entrepreneur. I said I was going to do this and that. You know, and you haven't even put forth the effort to even start it.
Right.
And the longer you wait, the harder it becomes. So now you got to revisit those goals, reflect back and say, okay, can I still do this, this, and this? Some of you had some hopes and dreams of becoming a professional footballer, basketball player, and now you're just too darn old to do that, okay? Just to keep that 100.
Yeah.
Right, that's
got to be real.
Right,
with yourself.
Be real. So now you're told to do it. Now you got to readjust that thing and figure out, okay, what can I do now that's going to impact my life, first of all, because you have to be impacted by it first. You have to stand back and say, this affects me first. When I say it, I do it, I feel it, right? I feel it. What can I do to impact my life? What can I do to impact the people of their lives around me, right? And how can I actually make money so that I can perpetuate and continue to do, right?
Okay.
You have to ask yourself those two questions. And then from that point, you create and develop your new vision, and you develop a new goal that drives you toward that overall vision.
That's it. Self-reflection.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, this is the truth. Oh, we can continue to be the seed, right? And we all have to take the time to reflect in order to move ourselves forward. So that's it. That's it. All right. So that's another one. We got a relationship. Relationship on, we've been talking about reflection today, and I would have to say, on a relationship standpoint, you have that significant other that you got to take the time, not just at the end of the year, but all throughout the year, the entire year, to reflect together you know, to reflect and to make sure that you, you know, have the goals, the family goals, whatever it is, that you are moving together
Let's hit hard. Hold your spouse, your partner, accountable. You said you were going to do this.
That's it.
But you're not doing it, right? Yeah, you said you were going to do this, you said, but you're not doing
it.
Right? And so if you do that, sometimes people need that small level of accountability to jolt them a little bit. And you keep saying it here and there, said you were going to do it, you're going to do it. Best time to start is now. Carve the time out of your schedule, guys, to do the things that build your foundation. Focus on that. Here's the thing. I'm talking to my entrepreneurs now. Those of you that work a job or don't work a job, you may be doing full-time or part-time, okay? You've got work that you do to build and bring in money every day for your family. That's your job. If you're a full-time entrepreneur, that's what your grind is, right? Whatever you're selling, whatever you're doing, right? So you got time during the day to do that, but carve out a good 60 minutes, a good hour of your day, at least at a minimum, to work on your foundation. I'm not just talking about reading books. I'm not just talking about listening to an audio. Okay, that's personal development at its finest. I'm talking about actually putting some things down on paper, making some phone calls, doing some research, and figuring out, okay, what do I need to do? I'm doing it here. Boom, boom. Okay, this is how far I got today. Watch how good you feel when you do that.
That's it.
Because now you're accomplishing something for you. And now your foundation is there. And now when that job tells you bye-bye, now you at least got something to work on.
You know what I'm
about. Yeah, the foundation is never pretty. It's never pretty. If you ride by the building that's being built, you always see the 2x4s and the dump trucks and the construction guys there with the pants falling off their butt, you know, looking crazy. You're not paying that any attention. You're like, ew. You know, you're like, I don't want to watch that. But when the building starts to go up, people stop paying the foundation any attention, but the foundation is what's holding the building up.
Right?
And as soon as a storm comes, you look, you ride by. That's the building with a bad foundation that's leaning if it has a bad foundation. But the building with a foundation is standing strong. It's not about whether or not things are going to happen in your life because they're going to happen. It's about how you handle what happens. You need a foundation to handle.
Gotta handle
what happened. All right. Shout out to all my 3%ers out there, man, that's getting it done. Guys, look up. We're getting ready to have the 3%ers coaching group as well. That's getting ready to come out, hitting hard for 2020. Ask yourself, are you ready? 3%er coaching. Are you ready? I don't know if you are because it's going to require something of you. There ain't no man be saying stuff. All right. All right, Sam, take us out.
What are we going out with? Well, again, thanks for jumping on the ground, going out with some type of song, whatever.
But this show happens
every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, where we just come on and give real insight to the heart. Nothing written down, seriously.
Hey. I got a condo in Manhattan.
Let's go.
Got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited. So go on and get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan. Pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan. Drop it for me. I'll rent the beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lots to tell for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to put a smile on it.
You deserve. lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Tell me who's the fairest.